This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. We've been taking some breaks and taking some solace this fall with some Michigan-grown fruit. So many apples, so few days left to get them right off the tree. Noah Ovshinsky is an apple farmer, a Michigan native, and the news director at Wisconsin Public Radio. We have been reaching across the miles to lean on him for recommendations throughout this harvest season, and he's back with us again today. Hey, Noah.
Hey, it's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
There's something that you mentioned to us called shoulder season. I understand what that means in terms of ski towns. Like, you hear people in some resort areas saying, okay, so a lot of folks will be visiting for snow sports in the winter, and maybe they'll come for some summer sports in July and August, but then we've got this shoulder season in the spring and the fall. But like, what does shoulder season mean to you in terms of apple growing?
Yeah, and shoulder season is something that I sort of made up, I guess, or redirected towards describing an apple season. It really is that period that straddles what we'll call a mid-season apple and a late-season apple. So this would be something that would, at least in the upper Midwest, would ripen somewhere in the sort of anywhere between like the last week of September all the way through early November. That's sort of what I would call the, it's a big season, but it's sort of in that mid to late season timeframe. And so, you know, for a lot of people, this is the time where a lot of people are thinking apples because it's getting colder outside.
Right. So what's a good apple to get our hands on during shoulder season?
Yeah, so I'd recommend Fuji. Fuji is one that has a relatively long ripening period. So it's, you know, generally available for a long period of time during the fall. It's a really attractive apple. It, you know, features sort of a pink speckling over a greenish yellow background. It looks very cool.
Very pretty. So, Noah, we're also coming up on Halloween, and I gotta ask, I mean, the CDC is not recommending apple bobbing, at least not in groups of more than one this year. So I guess that leaves me just stress eating within an inch of my life for Halloween activities. What kind of apple is your pick for dipping in caramel?
Oh, that's a good question. Fuji, I think, would be great if you're looking for something really sweet. I mean, if you're looking to sub out, like, candy corn or a Mars bar, you know, take a Fuji and dip it in caramel. It's a very sweet apple. And there just isn't much like acid to it or tartness. You know, I find the flesh of the apple to be a little meh, but it does have a really nice snap to it. And so it's just sort of a quintessential, super sweet, apple that just also happens to be beautiful to look at.
Well, that sounds like just the thing. Maybe this is the year for me to try to figure out how to make candy apples this year, too.
No time better than the present.
Noah, what's going on apple farms when you get a little bit later in the season like this? I mean, do things actually slow down a little bit toward the end?
You know, it obviously depends on the orchard and it depends on the kind of varieties that they grow. But I would say, you know, this is the time where, you know, a lot of those later season apples are coming into to ripeness and, you know, the variety is just amazing. And, you know, being in the upper Midwest, we're lucky because a lot of these apples do pretty well in cold temperatures. Like, you know, we just recently had our first frost and, you know, those late season apples tend to make it through those early fall frosts just fine. And so the variety that we have in late October, early November, being in the upper Midwest, it's awesome if you're an apple fan.
Noah Ovshinsky is an apple farmer and the news director at Wisconsin Public Radio. He's also a native Michigander. Noah, thank you so much. It's been great talking to you.
It was good to be here. Thanks.